Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. And my website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email, and I think you'll like it. The article this week, the lead article this week, is called The Journey of Intellectual Property, From Memories to Megabytes, and I think you'll enjoy it. I think it's something that you'll like to read about. I've been getting a lot of questions, a lot of comments, about it. A lot of people telling me how much they enjoyed that. And so, if you want to subscribe to my newsletter, it's just go to the website jbsba.com, and it's easy to do. Just click on the subscribe to the newsletter button. And if you decide later on that you don't want to subscribe, you'd like to be taken off the list, it's really easy to do. Just click the unsubscribe button, and that will be taken care of immediately. And as we always do, your information stays with us. We protect it very much. It's never sold or rented or leased out to anybody. It's you give it to us, and when you don't want to us to have it anymore, we give it right back to you. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest. Kirk is the author of Thinking Inside the Box, 12 Timeless Rules for Managing Success in Business, and Kirk is an award-winning reporter. He's been a successful businessman for a long time. He's our friend. Kirk, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. Kirk, one of the things that that I like to talk about and that I have been talking about now for some time, really a long time, especially since the year 2000, or at least the last 3 years, is maybe close to four, is the importance of fundamentals. In the 1990s, it seemed that business fundamentals, especially the last half of the 90s, were thrown out the window. So somebody tried to suspend the laws of accounting and finance, and a lot of people didn't operate in the way that made this marketplace what it is. And I've been trying to tell small business owners now all these years to focus on the fundamentals, that those are the things that will get you through the tough times that we've had for the last 3 years. No matter what happens, if anything's going to get you through those things, it's going to be focusing on the fundamentals. And you talk a lot about that when you talk to your audiences, don't you?
I do. As you know, you've now entered into the territory of my basic stump speech. So I haven't been talking about it as long as you have, Jim, but I'm trying to get the same fervor that you have about it, because I really believe that the fundamentals in business, as you know, have never changed. And I think that there's a lot of snake oil salesmen out there trying to sell all of us on the idea that everything in business changes every few years. And it just isn't true.
Well, the rules haven't changed, but the tools have. And that's what's happening, what's happened over the last, say, 10 years.
Right.
We've had such an increase in the availability of tools, the availability and the speed and the incrementalization of the power of some of these tools, meaning how small and how price and how valuable, how much... how affordable, I guess I should say, they are to small business owners. Those kinds of changes, the increase in capability and the affordability for small businesses, all of those things that really are about the tools, have made many people think that it's about the rules, hasn't it?
No, absolutely. And I always say that we should never confuse technology and the economy just because they both end in Y. Technology changes a lot of things. It doesn't change the fundamentals of business. does not change the fact that you have to make a profit and that you have to plan to make a profit. It doesn't change the fact that you have to manage cash. It doesn't change the fact that you can control your expenses a lot more easily than you can control the level of your sales. So you really need to watch expense control first, mm-hmm. rather than planning on making it all up on volume, and so on. I mean, technology doesn't touch those fundamentals. But I do think, and this is something of a new thought for me, Jim, that the one fundamental that is changing to a certain extent is the power of the customer in terms of the information available to customers.
Mm-hmm.
And the scale of the enterprises that we're up against, clearly, when we compete as small business people, is also changing. Walmart may watch the fundamentals very carefully. And actually, Walmart is a great example of a business that has grown huge and immensely powerful and profitable simply by watching the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart is all about low expenses, low prices, and systems. Fundamentals, fundamentals, fundamentals. There's nothing fancy or new about Walmart except its size. And the scale of those enterprises does appear to make them very difficult to deal with. But I think, oddly enough, the best way for small businesses to compete with extremely large businesses, just to take this back full circle, is to watch the fundamentals. And in this case, the fundamental is really taking care of your customers.
Well, that's exactly
right. Paying attention to them.
That's exactly right, Kurt. In fact, that's the only way for small business owners to compete. And as you may know, one of my soapbox sermons in the last couple of years or so has been to differentiate two things that human beings, that are part of human beings. One is what we need, things we need, and the other is things that we want. And what I've been saying is, you know, the price war is over. We lost. We're not, you know, don't even try to fight a price war. You're fighting a war that's over. That ship has sailed. How many more metaphors do you want me to give you? Forget price. Don't think price. Don't think money back. Think time back. And what I've been saying is we've got to focus on, small business owners have got to focus on what our customers want, not what they need, because need are commodities. What they need is commodities. And that's what Walmart's got that locked up. So has the other big box companies. Quick break, right back with Kurt Chaffetz. I'll get off my soapbox in a minute. No, I won't. I like this one. 20 after. Stay with us. Back, it's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Kurt Chaffetz. Let me spell his last name, folks. If you need a little help with this, kind of like you do with Blasingame. It's Cheyfitz. See, it's not that hard. Like Blasingame is not that hard. Kirk, K-I-R-K, Cheyfitz. I'm giving you that spelling because I know you're going to want to type that into, you're going to want to Google him, or you're going to want to go to one of the bookstores, one of the online bookstores, and look at the cover of his book, and maybe, you know, now you can look inside these books. Kirk, I don't know if you know that or not, but Amazon, I know, and maybe some of the others have the ability to actually go inside of your book. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I have.
That's a great feature. Anyway, you can check him out there. The book is called Thinking Inside the Box, The 12 Timeless Rules for Managing a Successful Business. Kirk, and by the way, any other place that you'd like to send us to check out your book?
No, I think really online is the easiest.
All right. But also ask for him at your local bookstore, especially your small business bookstore locally. They certainly can order it for you if they don't have it. Kirk, one of the things that's going on right now globally is a true kind of good deflation. Good deflation is where prices are coming down because of a productivity and technology, not because they're of less value. We're getting more for our money these days, but what that creates, that's good for consumers and that's good for the economy, but it's rough on businesses. And so consequently, none of us have any pricing power anymore, it seems, and the ability to raise prices when expenses go up. And so, and it's especially tough for small businesses unless they realize that their profit margin is not going to be found in trying to outbuy Walmart. Their profit margin is going to be found in delivering to customers what they want, when they want it, how they want it, and with the kind of technical support that they want. Because, Kirk, what you need is a commodity. What you want is a premium, and you'll pay more for what you want and not ask questions than you will for what you need. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely true. What I've been realizing more and more lately is that if you look at products these days, and actually if you look at many basic services as well, there's very little difference among any of them. Cars generally are well built.
Mm-hmm.
They last a long time. They're hard to differentiate. They do what they're supposed to do.
They're a commodity.
Exactly. Same with computers. Same with you name a product and its competitors. Name a brand name product,
mm-hmm.
and its competitors are virtually indistinguishable. Name a service, an accounting service, a legal service, so on and so forth. Those are virtually indistinguishable as well. And because of that, what you learn in marketing, of course, is that the only way to stand out in the marketplace, right, is to differentiate yourself. It's one of the basic rules of marketing. Mm-hmm. Differentiate yourself from the competition. How do you do that when everything has turned into a commodity,
mm-hmm.
when everything is being traded like paper and steel, and when there are these vast global commodity marketplaces in almost everything, as you say, where consumers have access to information about prices and features and promises and benefits of all kinds of products and services instantly on the internet. You know, how do you live in that environment? How do you differentiate yourself? And the only way, I am convinced, is by adding value with either information or service.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you either have to give someone some additional tool on how to use that product or service, how to make it more of a benefit in their life. You have to help them because many of the things that we need in our everyday life are getting more and more complicated, and we need help using them. Or you have to provide service that saves time, that adds some value.
There's a guy that comes to my office about four times a year and brings clothes. He knows my size, my sizes. He knows kind of what I'm looking for, and he brings clothes to my office four times a year, dress clothes, for me to pick and choose from if I want anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to go to the mall. I don't have to go shopping. It's just, you know, it's a small business, and he saves me time. I get a quality product, and you know what? I pay a little more to him than I do to a store that I might buy it from, because he does it in my office. I don't have to go shopping.
Right.
That's worth something to me.
Yeah, and I'm fond, as you know, of looking at history. And back in the 17th century in England, merchants first began to distinguish among their customers, to treat different customers differently. I mean, this is all about Main Street in the 1800s in the U.S. It's about saying, hey, Mrs. Jones, the ivory button that you were interested in have just come in. It's about knowing your customers and having a relationship with
mm-hmm.
them, because that, in the end, is the only way to compete with Walmart, which, whatever it might say, doesn't have a relationship with anybody.
That's exactly right. Kirk, thank you for being here. Good job today. We really appreciate your time. The book is called Thinking Inside the Box. The author is Kirk Chaffetz. He's our friend. Kirk, we'll see you next time.
Thanks very much, Jim.
See you later. Quick break, right back with Wayne Cruz, and we're going to talk about something called black ice. You know what that is? Well, hang around. You'll find out in just a few minutes. This show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Come down off your throne and leave your body alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.